The Salvation Army announced today it will receive about $1.5 billion from the estate of Joan Kroc, the widow of McDonald's founder Ray Kroc. News of her generosity may sound familiar. Last fall, National Public Radio announced a gift of more than $200 million from the Kroc estate. The Salvation Army bequest comes with specific instructions. The money is earmarked for the development of dozens of community centers across the country. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Joan Kroc's gift to the Salvation Army is one of the largest ever given to a charity. The size of the donation caught the ordained Christian ministers who run the organization off guard.
Well, I have to tell you, for several days we were stunned. We were walking around in a daze saying, wow.
That's Major George Hood, head of community relations for the Salvation Army. He explains Joan Kroc's vision was a country full of community centers, similar to the Salvation Army Center in San Diego that she paid to build. This center houses a performing arts theater, swimming pools, and an ice rink. Hood says it gives thousands of needy kids the chance to live up to their full potential.
A young man who had never ice skated in his life became enthralled with the ability to ice skate, and he's now competing as a figure skater. So there have been life-changing influences upon children and upon families in San Diego.
The Kroc gift will fund the construction of about 30 similar centers. The Kroc's affiliation with the Salvation Army goes back to the 1960s, when Ray Kroc volunteered as a Red Kettle bell ringer. These are the holiday volunteers who stand outside stores collecting mostly small donations. It's a fundraising technique that's still very successful, but it won't be enough to fulfill the obligations created by Joan Kroc's gift. Her money will cover construction costs and some operational expenses of the community centers, but the Salvation Army estimates it will need to raise an additional $60 million a year to keep the centers going.
By anybody's measure, that's a lot of money.
That's Atlanta-based fundraising consultant Bonnie O'Neill. She says the Salvation Army needs to start contacting the corporations and foundations in the cities where it hopes to build community centers.
They should go quietly into those communities and say, this is how big the dream can be, but it can't be that big unless the community gets behind it.
W. Todd Bassett is the Salvation Army's national commander. He announced the $1.5 billion gift at a Washington press conference. He wore the Salvation Army's military-style uniform, complete with epaulets signifying rank. Asked about fundraising, Bassett says the organization will be getting a lot of advice in the coming months.
We know that we are going to have to beef up, expand, and develop a new approach in order to raise the dollars that are going to be required by these centers.
Bassett was also asked why he thought the Salvation Army was chosen. He explained Joan Kroc liked the organization's Christian service mission. He added that because worship is at the heart of the organization, all of the community centers will have chapels, as does the center in San Diego.
Joan Kroc was well aware of this. I've been in her home as we have sung What a Friend We Have in Jesus and Blessed Assurance. So she understood that it would be an integral part of our buildings, and we would just expect we would build with that thought in mind.
Bassett says the organization's officers and directors will meet in the coming weeks to start planning. He estimates the first community center will open in about 4 years. Alice Snobbery, NPR News, Washington.